one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight. It's a big week here in Rochester for soccer. The Rochester Rhinos have two home matches at Capelli Sports Stadium. If they get a pair of wins, they will clinch a home playoff match next weekend. We will have Ray Lee of the Rhinos with us at 7 o'clock. Ray was in the back as the Rhinos beat Pittsburgh 2-0. Didn't allow a shot on goal the entire match against the Riverhounds. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., it's the Rhinos against Bethlehem Steel, and it is 2-for-1 tickets. You can go to 454-KICK or rhinosoccer.com to get tickets. And Saturday, it's the season finale against the defending champion New York Red Bulls 2. Big matches because Bethlehem Steel and New York Red Bulls 2 both are fighting for a playoff spot. If they lose, they may not make the playoffs. And Saturday is also Hall of Fame night, it is Team Awards night, it's Go Green night, a lot of things going on Saturday, and it's supposed to be 78 degrees and sunny on Saturday, so, and tomorrow's supposed to be beautiful too, so no excuse, get out and support the Rhinos, bring a playoff match home to Rochester next weekend. And also, there were critical European World Cup qualifying matches today. A brand new team who's never been in the World Cup qualified today. We'll talk about that. And also, the very important matches tomorrow all over the world for World Cup qualifying. Dick Howard will have that with us. And also, Michael Lewis with the latest on the U.S. men's national team. Vital match tomorrow evening and against Trinidad and Tobago. And a tie should put the U.S. into the World Cup. We'll also talk about the U.S. under-17s as well. They played today in the under-17 World Cup in India. A lot to talk about. Let's bring in Joe Sirianni. But the first thing we want to talk about is what happened on Saturday at the Italian-American Sports Club.
First of all, I just want to wish everyone that is Italian Happy Columbus Day. Today is Columbus Day, and I attended the event today, the celebration at the Diplomat Party House. Full, 500-plus people, many speeches, many recognition of why we celebrate Columbus Day. And there were so many dignitaries there that they recollected the achievement of the Italian people that not only in Rochester but throughout the United States. All the things that Italian of Italian descent or American-born or immigrants as well have achieved. So that's a celebration not only of Columbus Day, it's a celebration of being Italian, I suppose.
It isn't
about anything other than talk about the Italian culture and what has been brought over here by immigration and discovery and all that kind of thing from people that come in this country and make this country what it is today.
And don't forget soccer, too. If it wasn't for the Italian-American Sport Club, we wouldn't have pro soccer in Rochester. By the way, also, happy Thanksgiving to all our Canadian listeners. It's a holiday up there as well, and we wish Dick Howard happy Thanksgiving when we get on.
Andrew, speaking about soccer, people who did not attend their Saturday event, they really missed out a great event, a celebration of 50 years when the Lancers were born and to today. And if it wasn't for those pioneers, if it wasn't for those players that came over here and played the great game and the game that we love, okay, there wouldn't be soccer today in Rochester. You know, there was a bunch of people that they met in a closet. That they, you know, some Italian immigrant with Italian with two Italian lawyers that were, you know, they were born here, and they were proud to be Italian. They met in the sports club. And that's the way the Lancer were born.
We're very glad that we had some of the original people. Of course, you know, everybody knows Charlie Sciano, but Rudy Lepore, who was also in that meeting, was there, and he's getting near 90 years old now, and he was with us, and we're so happy. We had three of the original Lancers, Frank Curricchio, Tito Lorini, and Mauro Felipe were there as well. And, of course, you were there, too, obviously.
I just want, really, Andrew, when you really look at the event and how it came about and how it really turned out, I cannot express the feeling that I have in my heart outside of the fact that many things were said about what it was and what it is and how it came about. But the reality is that we owe a lot of kudos to the people that came and supported the Lancers, to the people that fell in love with the game, to the people that, I won't mention the name, but somebody that said if it was for the Lancers, he would not have been the businessman that he is today. He probably would have been on the other side of the road. So those are the compliments that soccer goes. I met so many people that said, I came over there as a little kid with my father because I was watching the game. And today they were, you know, they are soccer fans. I met a lot of people that told me that they were jumping the fence as a kid to come and watch the Lancers. And now they're grown people and they love the sport. So the story goes back a long, long time. The story is that we, in conjunction with what we celebrated today, there were achievements made by Italian people that believed and honor, you know, our culture, our sport, and who we really are in the world. So that's, and then outside of that, if you look at who wrote the Constitution of the United States, who helped wrote the, it was an Italian as well. Okay, I can't think of his name, but I know that's the case.
Well, I'll just say this as well, that the founders of the club were Italian, but many of the players on that Italian-American sport club team were not Italian. There were many different ethnic groups, many different countries represented. The Lancers had over 35 countries represented from players all over the world. So it was a melting pot of all different cultures, Brazilian, Portuguese, Yugoslavian, whether Serbian or Croatian, from players from Africa, from England, Scotland, Italy, United States, Canada, all over the world, and that's what made it so special. Before there were the clubs today having all the different countries represented, it was here in America in the North American Soccer League where we had the melting pot of all different countries. So that was it was a great time. And
on a different caveat, it was so good to see some of the people that were here as young men, and now they're older gentlemen like me. That, you know, they have progress in the career, they have different career, but they still are involved in soccer. And it was so great to see them as grown men now, men of business. You know, all the kind of thing that the Jim Paglia, that Aldo Perry, and those are the guys that, you know, they haven't been here before, but here they come back because we celebrated 50 years, the anniversary for 50 years. So I'm very, very happy how the event went. I hope that everyone that attended is satisfied with the way it was. And we had a little gathering on Friday night, and Saturday turned out the same. So
it was a great event. I want to thank a lot of people. Of course, the Italian American Sport Club for hosting the event, all the cooks and the servers and the people who helped set up. Gene Hedges and Deb Myers, without them, there wouldn't have been a reunion with all the work they did.
We owe them a lot.
Michael Lewis, who what so many articles out on frontrowsoccer.com, wrote the press releases that we sent out. We had Spectrum News came and did a TV report on the event. Unfortunately, I couldn't see because I don't have cable, but we'll hopefully go put and post that when we find a link to it at our Facebook page, facebook.com/Lancers50, the reunion page. And also Dick Howard, I want to thank him for being our Canadian representative. Soccer Sam Fantuzzo, who did so much behind the scenes and provided such support, brought in all of the current Lancer players, Doug Miller, and players from the men's and women's team to attend the event. And, of course, Mr. Sirianni. Without him, there wouldn't have been a reunion.
You know, I'd like to say one more thing, Andrew, that, you know, I was so pleased that Frank Riccio was able to make the event. And I pay a lot of tribute to him because he came over there. He's unfortunately he's suffering from some health problem. Eli Durante had to fly away because a death in the family. Manfred Seisler that attended on Friday, he got ill on Saturday that he couldn't be there. And of course we missed Frank O'Doy because he was what did they say when he was absent without leave. So
he was in mourning about God.
Yeah, he also had a debt in the family.
No,
so
you feel bad if
a friend of his died.
Hopefully we'll have another event at some point down the road. We'll see about that. Of course, next year there'll be another Lancers Hall of Fame, Wall of Fame ceremony with the outdoor and indoor Lancers. We'll see when that's going to happen. But again, thank you all for your support and attending the event. We had over 130 people there. Everybody had a great time. And I want to thank my wife, too, for putting up with me for the last month or so, putting this event together. Without her support, I wouldn't be able to do
it. And thank you, Soccer Sam, whatever you are.
So absolutely.
From the bottom of my heart.
Okay, let's take our first break here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be joined by Dick Howard. We had some big results in the World Cup qualifying today in Europe. Teams have qualified. A new team has gotten in. And tomorrow, it's going to be chaos around the world with all the qualifying matches happening. We'll have Dick next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Al-Dilla means you are far above me, very far. Al-Dilah, as distant as the lovely evening star.
Evening star.
Where you walk, flowers bloom. When you smile, all the gloom turns to sunshine. And my heart opens wide. When you're gone, it fades inside and seems to have died.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
Stars.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos finished the regular season playing twice this week at Capelli Sports Stadium as they look to secure a home playoff match. The Rhinos face Bethlehem Steel tomorrow at 7:05. It's 2 for Tuesday with 2-for-1 tickets, 2-for-1 hot dogs, 2-for-1 sliders from Dinosaur Barbecue, $2 fries, and $2 ice cream. On Saturday, the Rhinos host New York Red Bulls 2 at 6:05 on Rhinos Hall of Fame Night and Go Green Night, sponsored by Sun Common. Get your tickets for both matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. Saved
by zero. Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates off the 390 Expressway. I'm going to see him next week to get my teeth cleaned, and hopefully I'll have a clean bill of health. And even if I don't, I'm sure that Dr. Olivo will take care of whatever malady I might have. But he's one of the top dentists in town, and he certainly is a big supporter of soccer, especially youth soccer, and our show. And we appreciate all of his support for Soccer as a Kick in the Grass and WYSL. The interactive website is davidolivodmd.com, or the phone number to call the office is 328-3382. Dick, good evening. Happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you had a good time on the weekend.
Great. Yeah, it was certainly well worth the train trip from Toronto, Andrew. Some great stories, and Joe Sirianni finally got his red card.
Oh, my
Thank
goodness.
Thank you so much, Dick. You were the only guy that I really enjoy what you said, and accepted the red card from him because he brought me back to the day when
it was great attendance. Congratulations, Andrew, to you, John, all the committee, Jean and Deb and Mike Lewis, did an excellent job.
Did a great job.
The two ladies, we owe them. You can imagine how we owe them. Because they worked their butt off.
Absolutely. But by the way, for those of you who don't know, Joe is, as I've said many times, Joe is the only trainer to be red carded in an NASL match. But he didn't get the red card when he was on the field. It was retroactive. So Dick actually brought a red card with him, and he gave him the red card.
The official red card.
So now it's official.
But thank you, Dick.
Dick, it was a great seeing you. And
no, it was great. And it's great to see Charlie Shiano there with Aggie, his wife, and the Shiano family. And it almost is. It's the soccer family, isn't it? That it's almost a family reunion as such because we've known each other over the years. Just a great event.
Well, Dick, I got to say that for all the years you've been a Lancer, you really had a lot of Saturday night. You really had a lot of people that you dealt with, a lot of people that played a part in your life, you know, in Rochester. So my congratulations to you.
It was a lot of fun.
It was great. Great attendance and excellent facilities, excellent food and wine. If you went there, you missed a good event, a really good event.
Hopefully it's not the last one, but maybe not in the same form. We'll keep everybody informed when that happens. But, Dick, we got to talk about what happened today. A brand new team will come to the World Cup for the first time. Iceland officially marked their spot in Russia 2018 with a 2-0 win over Kosovo today. And, boy, they have really come on strong in the last few years as a soccer country. And it's interesting to see what happens to them next year in the World Cup.
Just tremendous, isn't it? Tremendous story, but it just shows what organization and the right kind of policy that's put into place by the Soccer Federation and the full value for what they've achieved in Europe and now in the world stage.
Absolutely. It was a great result for Iceland. They win Group I, and Croatia gets the second spot, and heartbreak for Ukraine. Now, Don Lalka is probably crying. I mean, we feel bad because the Ukraine had Croatia at home, but they lost at home 2-0. So the Croats get the second spot into the playoff. And heartbreak for the Welsh. Boy, they had everything on the table. All they needed was a draw. And the Republic of Ireland gets out a away win 1-0. And they are going to the playoff, and Wales will have to wait another 4 years to try to get into the World Cup.
There was some game. I watched that game this afternoon, and I'm sure Gareth Bale, sitting in the stands, felt if only he'd been on the field. Because I think that's the difference of Bale coming in with his execution on free kicks and his overall scoring ability. Because in the game, Wales totally dominated in every aspect, but not in the goals for and goals against, and that's the key one. And they gave up the goal, you know, for defending, and certainly the Republic of Ireland profited from it and showed great character in defending for long periods in the game. So in the end, they got the 1-0 win in Wales, which is even better.
And the Group G result, Joe wasn't happy, even though Italy won today 1-0 over Albania to lock up second place.
There's two complaints that I got. First of all, I couldn't find it on television to watch it. Secondly, so I watched it on my computer, but I didn't watch the actual thing. I just watched the commentary. And from what I saw, you know, they took a lot of shots on goal, but wide of the goal, over the goal, you know, missed the goal, all that kind of stuff. And that's the problem with Italy, because they don't have a consistent scorer. They don't have, the chemistry between players so far.
Well, they got the win, though, which was important. It was away win to Albania, who are no slouches. They were in the Euros last year, so they're a decent team.
The coach of Albania is Panucci, so he's another Italian guy.
There you go. So Italy will go into the playoffs. So, Dick, tomorrow we wrap up European qualifying. France needs a win over Belarus to get through. And then Sweden and the Netherlands. Netherlands has to win 7-0 to qualify.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's likely. And it's in the Stade de France in Paris, so I can't see the French or the Les Bleus getting upset by Belarus. The big game probably is Switzerland-Portugal, isn't it?
Absolutely. Switzerland
in the Stade de Luz, two countries that are dominating, and it's first and second, although I can't see, because of the fact we've got the extra advantage of points, giving anything up, but it's going to be a good game.
So Switzerland wants that automatic qualification. If Portugal wins, they will go through because they'll have a better goal difference than Switzerland. But the Swiss have been perfect, 9 wins out of 9, and they're looking to wrap it up at home tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. And then the other group, Group H, you have Belgium has won the group. Greece needs a win over Gibraltar, who have not won a game, and they've given up 43 goals and scored only 3, so I don't think Greece should have too much trouble dealing with Gibraltar at home.
I don't think so. You know, we've had some great upsets and some excellent scores, but I can't see them getting that many goals.
I don't think so. And then the other thing is that the second place team that looks like it's going to be odds out is Slovakia, who finished second to England in their group. They looks like they're going to be the team that's not going to be able to make it out of the second place.
Yeah, they've just got the 12
teams.
Points, haven't they, at the present time? And the Republic of Ireland got 13. So it's unlikely that they will progress. But Portugal, certainly, if they finish runners-up to Switzerland, as I think will happen, with their goal difference, they're by far the best second-place teams. Cristiano Ronaldo and company have been on fire in the goal-scoring department.
That's right. So we could have some very interesting. Joe, Italy could play Ireland. They could play Croatia.
Well, I want you to explain to our reader why Italy's got to go to a playoff.
Because they finished in second place in their group. So the top eight second-place teams will play home and home against another second-place team. I believe, Dick, the top four are seeded. Is that correct?
It could. There could well be some seeding in it, but there's going to be some really interesting matchups. As you say, some quality teams that finished second in their group, and it's going to be obviously in the home and home. Very dramatic, and I think we're still in for some drama. But don't worry, Joe. The Azzurri will come through.
Well, you won't see Italy against Portugal, I don't think, in the knockout, if I'm correct. But you could see Ireland and Northern Ireland. Oh my goodness, that would be incredible if that happened. But we'll see what happens there, because we got to talk about South America, because everyone's wondering about what could happen in Argentina. Be out of the World Cup. They have to go to Ecuador tomorrow and play at 12,000 feet, and they've had trouble playing at that altitude in the past, but Ecuador has lost their last five matches, so if Argentina wins, they're through. If they tie, they may be through. So Chile is also in big trouble, though, because they have to play at Brazil, and Brazil is just playing incredibly well right now. So it's a battle of seven.
Chile-Brazil is an interesting one, because Chile beat Brazil 2-0 in the opening game in qualification in 2015, and it's Brazil's only defeat in 17 games. But I can't see Chile getting the odds on. I think this game is being played in São Paulo, and the team that's done so well in South American football could well be out of the scene, really. But never say never. There's been some exciting games in South American qualifying, and it is so demanding, isn't it, guys? You know, where you've got the 10 countries playing home and away, 18 games. It's a very, very tough schedule.
It's very tight, too. You've got seven teams. Argentina's in sixth, Paraguay seventh right now. Paraguay has an outside chance. They play Venezuela. Peru and Colombia is really the big match. Either one of those teams win, they're through. Peru is at home, and what a story that would be, because they've come out of nowhere, and they've played very well. They held Argentina scoreless in the last match. So
that was amazing, guys. You know, obviously, you know I'm biased, but I watched all four of the qualification in the first round over the weekend in South America, and the quality of the goalkeeping, you know, was just absolutely superb. In fact, in the four games, the goalkeepers of one of the teams were the star of the game, none more so than the Peruvian goalkeeper against Argentina. He stood on his head. Just outstanding goalkeeping.
Absolutely. So that's all tomorrow.
I'm also biased, tomorrow, Joe. You know that.
Of course he is.
No, not really.
Also tomorrow is the second leg of the Asian playoff between Australia and Syria. It's 1-1. Game's going to be in Sydney. The winner of that series plays the fourth team from CONCACAF, which could be the United States if they falter against Trinidad and Tobago. So that's going to be an interesting one. And then also out of Africa, Egypt qualified. And again, our condolences to Frank Godoy and all the Ghanaians. They will not be going to the World Cup this year, next year, and it's very sad, because they've been such a great fixture in the World Cup in recent years, but they could not get out.
And they won't be happy either, Andrew, because Nigeria have qualified, and there's a tremendous rivalry between Nigeria and Ghana, of course, both geographically being almost adjacent to one another, and been a great rivalry over the years. But Nigeria and Egypt qualify. Mohamed Salah, the Liverpool player, very effective, standout for Egypt, and they're going back to a tournament they haven't been in for quite a while.
That's right. It'd be 1990, I believe, was the last time. And they were in that group with England where all the teams were equal after two matches with the same number of goals, same number of goals against, and same number of points. But tomorrow's matches, there's some big ones. As we said, the Portugal-Switzerland match is going to be live on Fox Sports 1, I believe. I'm just checking that right now, if I could get my internet to work here. There we go. And, of course, all the matches from South America will be on television as well. Fox Sports 1 will have Portugal-Switzerland. Fox Sports 2 will have France against Belarus. And the other matches will be available online as well. BN Sports will have a number of the matches, including Trinidad Tobago against the United States. But next week we'll know almost all the teams. I think maybe 18 or 19 out of the maybe 25 out of the 26 or thereabouts. We'll see what happens, but it's going to be a very exciting week, and I'm sure you'll be watching.
If you'll have a little bit of a breather, because the games are coming in all the time, and when you looked at the under 17 tournament in India as well, and looking at those games, it made for a full day of watching soccer.
Well,
the ultimate soccer couch potatoes, Andrew.
Well, if you're up early, 5 a.m. is the time for Syria and Australia. Then the FIFA Under-17 World Cup kicks off at 7:30, and then 2:45.
Yeah, the weekend Europeans. Coming up, Inter and AC Milan, I think, is on Sunday. Is that correct?
Yes.
Which could be the Battle of Milan, which always the local derbies are good, and good games
Milan
in Spain,
derby.
Andrew.
That's right, Liverpool against Manchester United on Saturday as well, as we get back to league play. But it's just a great time to be a soccer fan, and with MLS and USL as well getting down to the end of their schedule. So, Dick, again, it's great seeing you, and hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Great, guys, and again, congratulations. You did an outstanding job at the weekend. Well done, Joe.
Thank you very
Ciao.
Much for coming, Dick.
Thanks, Dick. Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear the international report with Dick on every show here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Coming up next, it's our special Rhinos guest, defender Ray Lee, will join us for the first time on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass right here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer's Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos finished the regular season playing twice this week at Capelli Sports Stadium as they look to secure a home playoff match. The Rhinos face Bethlehem Steel tomorrow at 7:05. It's 2-for Tuesday with 2-for-1 tickets, 2-for-1 hot dogs, 2-for-1 sliders from Dinosaur Barbecue, $2 fries, and $2 ice cream. On Saturday, the Rhinos host New York Red Bulls 2 at 6:05 on Rhinos Hall of Fame Night and Go Green Night, sponsored by Sun Common. Get your tickets for both matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
We're kicking it here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass today with Rob Bass, and It Takes Two. And, of course, if you're into twos, it's 2-for Tuesday tomorrow at Capelli Sports Stadium. 2-for-1 tickets, 2-for-1 hot dogs, 2-for-1 sliders from Dinosaur Barbecue. And it says the Rhinos host Bethlehem Steel in a very important USL match starting at 7:05. And the Rhinos also in action Saturday against New York Red Bulls 2, the final regular season match of the season. So two chances to see your Rhinos. Supposed to be perfect weather both nights, so bring the family out for some great local soccer action as the Rhinos are in the playoffs, but they're looking to get a home playoff match next weekend. And joining us right now from the Rhinos is defender Ray Lee. Ray, thank you for being with us on the show tonight. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, Ray. It's Andrew Battisti and Joe Sirianni here. And
How are you doing, Ray?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for being on our show.
And congratulations on the making the playoffs. The 21st time in 22 years the Rhinos have made the playoffs. And it was a big win on Saturday. And once again, the defense was just outstanding, not allowing a shot on goal the entire match. And you were a big part of that as you had to come off the bench for the injured Bradley Camden in the 28th minute. So tell us about the match, how it went, and what you guys did to shut down Pittsburgh.
The match for us went well. I mean, we came out. We had a lot of possession. Johan got the early goal. So we jumped on Pittsburgh because they were flat. And then we got the second goal a little bit later. We won by keeping possession of the ball, mainly most of the time, and staying connected defensively. So we were able to keep the shutout also.
And we mentioned about Johan Graf scoring. He scored, we believe, the fastest goal in Rhinos history, 23 seconds into the match. It wasn't right off the kickoff, practically.
Yeah, right off the kickoff. I mean, Cristiano got a ball from one of our defenders and whipped it in, and Johan was there, like always, to put it away.
And then Walfall with a beautiful goal early on in the first half as well. So it was very similar to the U.S. match on Friday, that the U.S. jumped on Panama, you guys jumped on Pittsburgh, and then after that it was the defense just playing as well as you guys usually do, just shutting down your opponents. And come playoff time, that's going to be very important. You know, defense wins championships, and you guys are really solid right now in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I agree. And the main reasons why we're solid is because we stay connected defensively, and we close the gaps, and we don't allow teams to play through us. So, like you said, it wins championships, so hopefully that'll take us far in the playoffs.
Well, you know, I love defense because, you know, the defender, they really control what happened in a game because you are facing the game, you're facing the ball all the time, and you give, you know, the defender can give great balls to the midfielder or to the forward. So it's, you know, the defense is really what you said, wins the game most of the time, especially if you have a great goalie to go with it too. So
yeah, and I mean, I feel like one of our best qualities is also, you know, our high pressing. Winning the ball up high allows us, you know, to counter the team and finish them off with a goal if we can.
You guys are doing very well. And, of course, this week is two very important matches, and not just for the Rhinos, because the Rhinos can finish as high as second place in the East or as low as eighth. So a lot of things can change. It's very tight. Bethlehem Steel, who we play tomorrow, is in seventh place right now. If they win, they will clinch a playoff spot, so a very big match for them. And then Saturday, Red Bulls 2, they have one match left, and it's against the Rhinos. They could potentially miss the playoffs, the defending champs. So this week's going to be very intense matches from both teams on Tuesday and on Saturday.
Yeah, and I think we're ready for that because, you know, we have a lot of depth this year. And I believe it's brought us a long way throughout the whole season and got us through some uphill battles. So we should be all right and ready.
Well, there is no injuries that we know about it, so I think that everybody should be available to play outside of, you know, the one that we saw for the last game. You know, that he had to come out of the game.
Yeah, Brad Cameron. How's Brad doing?
He's doing all right. I believe he broke one of his metatarsal bones and has to get surgery on it. So.
So you're gonna be a starter, right?
I guess they might put you into the starting lineup. Unfortunately, it's bad. We feel bad for Brad. I mean, he's a great player. He had a great season, but he's probably going to be done for the year. Unfortunately, it sounds like with that injury. But I know it's tough when you guys play so many matches. You know, injuries happen. We saw it yesterday in the NFL. A lot of great players went down. So you have to be prepared to come in and do your job, just like you did in the game on Saturday. You came in off the bench. And when you were called on to come in, what was it? What did you do to prepare in such short notice to come onto the field?
Being on the bench, your mentality has to just be, you know, you're ready to go in whenever. Just be expecting anything to happen. So, you know, my mind was already like anything can happen and I can go in and, you know, something eventually happens. So, you know, mentally I was ready. And when I was called upon, I stepped up and did the job as best I could.
So, they're great.
Absolutely. And, Ray, this is your first time on our show. I know, looking at your bio, you're a Midwesterner from Kansas City, played for Tulsa last year, and went to University of St. Louis, the Billikens. So tell us more about your soccer background, and who are some of the players that you looked up to when you were growing up?
I played for Sporting Kansas City Academy in high school, you know, because I grew up in Kansas City, and then I went to St. Louis University, and then got drafted to Philly Union after that. Spent a year there, then went to Tulsa, and then played a year there, then went to, came here to Rochester, actually. And the players I kind of look up to are Marcelo for Real Madrid, very good left back, technical, and David Alaba for Bayern Munich. You know, I try to implicate my game as much as I can to be like them and as technical as they can be, so.
Yeah, those are some great players, I tell you. So, well, Ray, we are very happy that you're with the Rhinos this year. We look forward to these two big matches. I'll be there up in the box tweeting away, getting the information out to everybody, and Joe will be right there in the front row right behind Coach Lilly. So we look forward to seeing you guys twice this week, Tuesday against Bethlehem Steel and Saturday against New York Red Bulls too. Thanks very much for being with us on the show tonight.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys. Much appreciated.
Thank you, and good luck in both games.
Right. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
Ray Lee from the Rochester Rhinos. The Rhinos tomorrow, 7:05 kickoff against Bethlehem Steel. 2-for-1 tickets. Call 454-KICK or rhinosoccer.com. Then Saturday, it's Hall of Fame night and Team Awards night and Go Green night. Lots of things going on Saturday against New York Red Bulls. 2:05 kickoff. Get there early. Get your dinner. Enjoy a nice night. It's supposed to be 78 degrees and sunny on Saturday. Hopefully the weather forecast holds up. And then the playoffs will follow the following week. Hopefully the Rhinos will have a home playoff match. If they win both matches this week, they will be at home next week for the playoffs. Next up, it's Michael Lewis. We'll talk U.S. soccer, the U.S. men against Trinidad and Tobago tomorrow for the World Cup berth. We'll talk about it with Michael next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top
top-notch monogramming is...
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your unstable ceiling fan. If you push my button one more time, I'm gonna lose my blades. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, the cost of fixing these windows could leave your head spinning. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos finished the regular season playing twice this week at Capelli Sports Stadium as they look to secure a home playoff match. The Rhinos face Bethlehem Steel tomorrow at 7:05. It's 2-for Tuesday with 2-for-1 tickets, 2-for-1 hot dogs, 2-for-1 sliders from Dinosaur Barbecue, $2 fries, and $2 ice cream. On Saturday, the Rhinos host New York Red Bulls 2 at 6:05 on Rhinos Hall of Fame Night and Go Green Night, sponsored by Sun Common. Get your tickets for both matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. The U.S. men's national team in action tomorrow night against Trinidad and Tobago, and the U.S. under-17s 2-0 in the under-17 World Cup. Show your support for the U.S. national team by getting your U.S. soccer gear at Top Notch Monogramming. And tell Tony Michelle you heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. They are top notch. And Michael, thanks for being here and for all the work you did for the reunion. And I know it was a tough road getting back home again, but we appreciate everything you did to help make it a big success.
Thank you very much. The big thing was, I think, just everyone getting together and having a great time Saturday night. And I've said this many a time. I don't know if I've said it on this show, maybe Soccer Sam show, but it was better than a high school or college reunion because everyone who's returning was an adult at the time. And I think we really appreciate getting together, talking about old times, talking about new times, too, what we've been doing in the last few decades, and just getting to see people I haven't seen in years. I mean, I got a chance to see Ardo Perry. He was the goalkeeper of the first Lancer team I covered. Jim Paglia, who was the business manager, public relations director, probably did a few other jobs for John Petrosi at the time. I worked pretty closely with him that first year because I knew nothing about the game of soccer, and I was still a year out of college, so I was still learning the ropes even professionally about a professional team. And Jim Paglia, by the way, went on to become the director of the Chicago World Cup organizing committee for the 1994 World Cup. So there are a lot of Lancers that have gone on to bigger and better things in their lives, and Jim was definitely one of them. I'm just using those two gentlemen as an example, but it was just great seeing everyone again.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Mike, one of the things that really struck me good and made me feel good, it was that all of them recognized the effort that we put in to bring them over here. Most of them, you know, they paid their own way to come. We provide some accommodation thing to San Patuso, but at the end of the day, they came back because they felt a part of the organization, and it was a pleasure talking to them. You know, Bellotta and his consort, you know, and Jim Paglio, of course, for many things that we had, we had in common. Actually, when he was younger, he coached my daughter Susan, you know, when she was like 8-9 years old. And just a lot of memories, not only from the people that came out from Maritan, but also from the people that live in Rochester, because we sort of relived the past.
What I think Absolutely. Helped make the Rochester Lancers unique, and doing a lot of thinking about this over the years, it was a community team. And what I mean by that is, take a look at the roots. It wasn't like a millionaire said, oh, I want a soccer team here. No, it was people in the community, Rudy Lepore, Pat Danolfo, Charlie Sciano, Tony Pilano, and a number of other people who got on board early on that said, yeah, let's try to have a professional soccer team. And it wasn't a big league. It was the American Soccer League. And we all know what happened. Lancers did join the North American Soccer League, saving the league from extinction and whatnot. But its roots are literally grassroots. Again, and there's nothing wrong about having millions of dollars or being a billionaire and starting a team, but that made the Lancers unique because there were parties at the owners' houses or maybe sometimes the players' houses or apartments or whatever, just because they were so close for so many unique things. And again, a special team, special time. Yes, there was a roller coaster ride, no doubt about it. Continually, it seemed, but I think it made it all worthwhile.
Absolutely. Well, before we get to the U.S. men, I want to mention, speaking of pioneers, a gentleman who was a pioneer in soccer in this country and has probably touched many, many millions of people, but you probably never even knew what his name was. His name is Clay Burling, and he was the founder of Soccer America magazine. And I was actually quoted in Soccer America once, thanks to Mr. Michael Lewis. So my name was in there in one of the editions, but he passed away last weekend, and he started following soccer with the Oakland Clippers in the 1967 NPSL season. And
it was a good magazine. I can remember that.
I have many of them in my archives. And Michael, I know you knew him very well.
Yes. I don't know if I spoke with him or his daughter Lynn when I contacted in 1975 when I started covering the Lancers, wanting to know if they wanted a Rochester correspondent. And I did a number of stories for them at the time. Sometime in the 1990s, we kept on seeing each other at the NSCAA conventions. And I was looking forward to seeing him at every one. We would talk about various things, about soccer, about life in general. And I considered him a friend, even though I only saw him just a couple times a year, maybe at the Hall of Fame inductions, that's as well, too. But unfortunately, at the coaches convention earlier this year, Clay did not make it, couldn't make it. He was feeling sick at the time. And when you get to a certain age, you start worrying about someone. But I'll tell you this about Clay. Classy guy. His ego was in his work, he didn't trumpet saying, hey, look at my magazine, this is great. I mean, he let it rest on its laurels. That's the right word or phrase to use. Knowledgeable man, and he ran an insurance company, and he had the vision the audacious vision to start a soccer publication at a time when people would have said, what the heck are you doing? But if it wasn't for him, a lot of us would have gone without our weekly soccer fix for the longest time. And I think the soccer nation owes a great debt of gratitude to Clay Berlin and his family, too. It literally became a family business early on. But they he definitely had some unique vision to start a publication like that.
Absolutely. But let's talk about the big story here, which is, of course, the U.S. men tomorrow against Trinidad and Tobago. You have to put aside the 4-0 win against Panama because it's in the past now. The U.S., if they lose tomorrow, could miss the World Cup. Panama and Honduras with wins would knock the U.S. out. So this is a critical, critical match. And you probably have seen, people listening, the pictures of the facility that the U.S. are playing in. There's literally a moat around this field. And Joe didn't even know what a moat was. but the conditions are very poor down there, and it's going to impact the match. It certainly will.
Yeah, I don't know if this was a coincidence or some gamesmanship by Trinidad. I think, as we've touched before, the traditionally U.S. Trinidad matches are much further north in the country, usually in Port of Spain. Most of those games have been at Hadley Crawford Stadium. There was one game at the cricket ground, although I think the fans got lost there, and the atmosphere was quite different because we know how large a cricket ground can be. But it's a precarious situation for the U.S. I just hope they brought their swimming trunks besides their soccer shorts as well, too, because, as we know, on a slippery field or a wet field, very strange things can happen. If the U.S. does tie, there's probably a 99% chance they're going to go in as the third place team, because Panama and Honduras would have to make up a ridiculous amount of goal differential. And I just don't see things like that happening. We're talking right now, Panama would have to make up 7 goals in a game. I don't see that happening against anyone in the hex. And Honduras would have to make up, 12 goals?
12 goals.
Yeah, right.
Mexico.
They've scored 10 goals in their previous 9 games in the hex. So I don't see that happening. I'm not saying the U.S. should assume they're going. No, it's going to be a battle. And I think the young Trinidad team that I think a lot of people are expecting to go on the field, they're going to be loose. They're going to be comfortable. They have nothing to lose. And they're hungry to prove themselves, too. And, I think Bruce Arena is someone who's been around that World Cup qualifying block 2 times before this, and he's going to put out the best possible starting 11 as long as everyone's properly rested and not healing from any injuries or not suffered in the last game. I thought Arena did a great job of pulling his 2 most important offensive players in the Panama route, Christian Pulisic and Jozy Altidore, after about an hour. And I think that was a smart move to make sure that they don't get a stupid injury from some of the ridiculous fouling that was going on.
Absolutely. And just a couple quick notes. Chicharito will not play for Mexico tomorrow against Honduras. And Costa Rica is delayed in leaving their country because of the hurricane. So they're having to go to a special flight out to Panama for that match tomorrow. All the matches will be at 8 o'clock. U.S. matches on beIN Sport. If you don't have it, good luck. I don't know what to tell you. But quickly, Michael, the U.S. under-17s had another shutout win today, 1-0 over Ghana. Again, sorry, Frank. So the U.S. top of their group with 6 points, and a result against Colombia will put them in first place, and they're looking really good right now.
Oh, definitely. I have not seen the game yet because of I had to catch some sleep from getting home yesterday. But, you can't answer anything better unless you score 5 goals in each game. You've outscored the opposition 4-0 in your first 2 games. And all of a sudden, I think when you get into a situation like that, you pride yourself on the defense team and back line. and, you know, you want to keep the opposition off the scoreboard as much as possible. I think that could go a long way later on in the tournament, too. You know, years ago, we expected the U.S. to do well at the under-17 level because of the surge of youth soccer in the United States. And unfortunately, except for the 1999 team with that boasted then Donovan, DeMarcus Beasley, and Kyle Beckerman, and they wind up finishing in fourth place, U.S. has not had great success at the U-17 level. Maybe this time they'll go further than some other American teams have done in the past. They've really gotten off to that fantastic start so far.
We'll see what happens. Well, Michael, thanks so much for being with us as always, and we really appreciate all your efforts with the reunion, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, gentlemen. Have a good
one. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks a lot, Michael. We got to wrap it up, Joe.
No, I just want to say quickly that, you know, and the Lancers, there were also people that were minority owners, like Ed Mirante, Pitts, Frank Rulepore, and others. So they deserve mentioning.
Thanks a lot, Joe. And thanks to Ray Lee, Blaise Bourgeois, and the Rhinos for helping with the show tonight. Rhinos home Tuesday against Bethlehem Steel at 7:05. Saturday against New York Red Bulls 2:605. 454 kick on rhinosoccer.com. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Siriani, and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buona sera.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.